There it is. Within the framework of trends, challenges, and practices that have to do with our country. Speaking of law, religion, and government, I will have to begin by talking about what this means with regards to religious freedom within the context of a pluralistic, globalized era and difficulties in the protection of human rights in the and how international law applies to the protection of human rights. The religious fact has been in Colombia throughout history. From the natives to the Catholic conquistadors to Protestant missionaries, Masons, and interreligious immigrants, just like in other parts of the world, and that means that there's been a varying degree of religious liberty according to the ideological trends from a focus of power. A religious fact in every era and in every culture has allowed mankind to know and to interact with the divine and the sacred. And obviously, without there also being confrontations from those who are opposed to that face of reality, and in some cases also abusing and manipulating the beliefs of others. When religion is joined with power in terms of from a legal, political, and religious perspective, in Colombia there was a hegemony of 500 years that led to a religious Catholic state, which covers several periods. One of those periods had persecution, others had expulsions, others had religious and political violence and complete inequality as a prelude to the new violent that was imposed by the international bipolarity and also the power of drug trafficking, which is something that we have been fighting in Colombia since the Constitution was established in 1991. So this means that I'm dividing this presentation into two parts. The first part has to do with what took place prior to the Constitution of 1991. So to give you some context, and the other part is after this constitution, the Magna Carta of the Colombians. So we can say that during this first era, there was no religious freedom in Colombia. Religious fact was subject to the Catholic Concordat. There was a legal system of the prevalence of where standards went above moral, and this was something that was not defined, and it was evident that there was a lot of injustice and inequality. And something else that was very important was the failure of the government to comply with international treaties on human rights, which was issued in 1948 by the United States, by the United Nations, and the Organization of American States. You see, it is really important that Colombia recognize treaties such as the International Human Rights, the American Declaration of Human Rights, and the Declaration of the Elimination of All Kinds of Intolerance and Discrimination Based on Religion and Convictions, etc., etc. However, this was not being complied with. And so on an international level, we appeared as an organization that, of course, did have religious freedom. However, in terms of internal practice, such religious freedom did not exist. We had also assumed in the international system of protection, in terms of legal consultations, with the Rasmus Okelsius trial in Germany, the Gentile trial in Germany, the Holmes, Frank, and Cardoso trial in North America, and the Hart trial in England, where it had been declared that human rights were above, the human rights were above the state, and where the state does not create the rights, but rather discovers it and then declares those rights. The state only personifies the pre-existing legal order and constitutes the moral and ethic support that facilitates this through the facilitating legal entity that facilitates this right. And all government standards need to be in harmony with human rights. Otherwise, there can be no legal standards, and these declarations are part of the human rights. So, what is happening with these treaties that exist, but which countries are not abiding by? The second phase and the last phase is the Constitution of 1991. Which is characterized, first of all, by the establishment of a state, of a non-religious state model. So we got rid of the religious model, but we also do not have a theist model, which in some rulings in our constitutional courts that suggest that Colombia is a laic state. I affirm that Colombia is a non-religious state, and that's the model of our constitution, because Colombia, of course, assumed the school or the teachings of law, where law is not just a body of standards that rule human conduct, and it is also not just the simple power authority, but rather rights protect justice and are equivalent to justice. And for that reason, we resolved the conflict between standards and moral, and in the new Constitution of Colombia, values prevail above standards. And this means that every time there is a conflict between a standard and a value, the constitutional value prevails. And this is something that has prevailed in this topic. And likewise, the positive law prevails, and this means that not only does the legislative branch, which make the laws in Colombia, but with this new system, the rulings of the Constitutional Court in some areas incorporate the law and incorporates these new rights. And we're going to see now how, for example, in terms of the Concordat, the last one that was signed with the Catholic Church in 1974, only rights and benefits that had been granted by the Colombian state to the Vatican state prevailed. And so these incentives were made to all of the churches in an equal manner to eliminate this injustice and inequality in terms of benefits and rights for a single faith. And so this was when these inequalities began to be eliminated. And likewise, a very important aspect has to do with the right of being a social, democratic, and pluralistic state based on human dignity and the faithfulness of the Colombian state. It is is human dignity. And this is very important, because what time of dignity are we talking about? in a non-religious state. If it had been only a religious state, what type of dignity would we be talking about? If it had been only a lay state or a solely secular state, because the concept of dignity changes according to the different thought systems. And I'm going to give you a very simple example to put this into practice. What does dignity mean for an atheist? What does dignity mean to an agnostic? Or what can dignity mean simply for Masonry, which during many years governed in Latin America whenever people in Latin America, and this also came from the Masonic laws in Europe. The answer simply would be that for those non-believing people, dignity is outside of one's being, so it would be, in terms of public policy, dignity would be a permanent investment to the benefit of mankind. Obviously, we're not seeing this investment as something that's not good, but what we're proposing from the model of the non-religious state, that dignity is a more wholesome concept, which not only has to do with a quantitative materialistic perspective, but also from the scope of spirituality, of intellectuality, of feelings, of ethics, of and from the environment of material. So it is a vision that is includes a lot more concepts. And also law as an equivalent to justice, and this was something that was important in the prelude to our Constitution. Our Constitution establishes that for power in Colombia to achieve, we need to invoke God, one God, and this then means two things. One, it means two things. One, that obviously in Colombia, God is recognized as a legal reality, not just as a theological reality. In Colombia, God has legal recognition. And number two, obviously in Colombia, public policy also needs to include God, and these are values. God is a superior value. Likewise, the Constitution also allowed to opt for the freedom to choose freely a religion or not choose any. Likewise, we can also say that religious freedom enjoys special protection and recognize that mankind has the right to exercise the type of belief that explains the cause of the nature of life of the universe. And lastly, I also must say, since I'm running out of time, that this allows the consolidation of a series of rights and likewise a series of obligations, establishing autonomy for the functioning of the religious organizations. The non-religious model basically states that the state and the church are separate. However, it does not take out God from the public and the collective form as something separatist that obviously would reduce God from the sphere of people. And this is not what happens in Europe, in Colombia, but rather God is part of the individual, part of the collective sphere. And this is something that is important and which is illustrated in the model. And with this, I'll finish. What model are we presenting then from the point of a pluralistic point of view in Colombia? The first thing we need to understand is that religious freedom is mounted on a tripod. The first part of this tripod is like Paul the Apostle defines as is taking care of the poor. There is no church or religious institution that does not carry out good social work. They remember the poor. They carry out social work in a transcendent manner. And then second, education, not only for the intellectual level, but also to activate the conscience of people, which of course is part of the fact that there are many talents, people who have graduated from the best universities. However, that knowledge, without the activation of moral conscience, obviously will go astray, and that's how we have seen problems with the great corruption that exists in the different spheres of society. And that's why we need the church and the values, the superior value of God, so that we can activate that moral incorruptible moral conscience. And then lastly, the values that are transmitted through our faith, through our religious culture. And the first category of these this is the spiritual aspect. We cannot take out the spiritual aspect, thereby reducing our vision and our total enjoyment to a vision that is only quantitative and materialistic. And so lastly, we, of course, believe that the pluralistic state is proposing the option of determining how we can recognize each other's differences so that we can close the gap between inequalities. And that is what we are proposing in the pluralistic state, recognizing that other thought systems exist and that ours is not the only one, and that we cannot just use violence or something else. Our values command us to use love, charity, solidarity, and likewise also use hope, the hope of a better life, of welfare. And that's what we are projecting through this first part of freedom, which is the freedom to believe. And from that is where all the other freedoms come. And so those values, this vision, this way of seeing freedom gives us the legitimate option in Colombia. And I'm saying how we should have the most important option from an international point of view for us to organize society and family and individuals. We believe that with these values, we'll be able to build up better human beings, better parents, better children, better siblings, and we can thereby create, edify better citizens. And with the national, all the different churches in Colombia, we join in, and I'm going to give you a simple example, we're running out of time. You see how we're working in recognizing that there are others, but we need to work with the model that we have adopted. And an important example is the importance of family. And all the different sectors, all the different religious beliefs, all of them, we all of us begin to understand that our model is something that we need to make visible to the other model so that people can voluntarily have the option of participating in ours, which again is the great commitment to which that we have made. So we can see this model, which is a model of opportunity, of hope. And that way we have all agreed, first of all, to declare that family is a value. And I'm not going to talk about all of the aspects, but as I'm using the aspect of family as an example. And secondly, if it is a value that we recognize, then we need to work with the family model, which says that our faith system dictates man and woman for the purpose of procreating, because the family is the unit of coexistence where character is created. Thank you very much.